Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead prayer, devotional, memorial, evangelistic service, family members. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, an over 36-year-old ministry, formed back in 1983, believe it or not, and that has been about preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ around the world, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, episode number 297, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story, a single true story, of course, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verses 35 through 39. Let's pray. Holy Father God, thank you, Lord, for the privilege of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us to pray. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to remember how important, how very important prayer is for people who believe in you, Lord Jesus, and you, Holy Father God. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. I pray that you would have continued mercy and grace upon us all who name the name of Christ. And when we truly confess our sins with the intent to repent and to mean it, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of all of our sins, our faults and our failures. Wash and cleanse our souls and spirits and consciences in the precious blood of Christ. And make us to be whiter than snow again, fresh and anew this morning, as only you can. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would deliver each and every one of us today from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us, Lord, your grace, your strength, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, and the praise. Holy Father God, help us to get our eyes off of dying human beings and what they're doing, and keep us back from getting all excited about the shiny things and the many things that are happening all around us in this world by man. But help us to remember, as Samuel pointed out, that he would not sin against you by not praying for the people. Help us to pray for them, but help us not to get all caught up in them. Help us to get our eyes and our focus back on you. And to keep it there. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, please cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, and cast out their wicked sins that come from those wicked spirits. The sins of pride and stubbornness, rebelliousness, meanness, bad attitudes, bad spirits, hindrance and distraction, betrayal and sabotage and treachery. Holy Father God, cast these demon spirits out of the hearts and minds and lives of the people here and the people out there, all around the world, in families and churches, in ministries. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil today. Help us to be prayerful, sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil, his demons, and his hosts, from our individual lives and our families and churches and ministries, and from the minds of lost people, open their blinded eyes today, unstop their deaf ears, and save their souls, and change their lives. And Lord, I do pray that you'll help us who name the name of Christ to be humble, to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent. And Lord God in heaven, we pray in faith, believing for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving in this country and in this world, in our communities, in our churches, in our families, and in our personal lives. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would deliver us today, for those of us who are saved and born again, from distress and distress and afflictions, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles, problems and fears, much of which, Lord, we couldn't do anything about anyway. And so, Lord, we cast our cares and burdens upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us, and help us to truly do that. And Lord, help us to stop thinking that we can do it. That's what's wrong with us, and that's what's wrong with the world. Probably one of the ultimate sins is trying to live life without you, which is not only a sin, but very, very dumb. And so, Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, you will help us, Lord, and deliver us by your grace from our tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. And Lord, we again cast all our care upon you. For Lord, we know that you love us and care for us. We pray that you will pave the way for us, open up doors for us that no man can shut. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would deliver all of us who name the name of Christ from all spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, financial, legal, student loan debt, student progress problems. Lord, help students to make progress and help them to mature and develop and be the Christians you want them to be first and foremost, but to do well in school and to move forward by faith and not by sight. And Holy Father God, we pray for the millions who are hurting today and who are in trouble regarding housing, food, medical issues, and utility issues as well. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'd bless and protect our individual lives, our families, from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. Place, Lord, upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with a band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ, and make us, Lord, to be whiter than snow on the inside. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, at 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verses 35 through 39, using the chronological Bible. And in Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, Jehiel, whose wife's name was Maakah, and his firstborn son Abdon, then Zer and Kish, and Baal and Ner, and Nadab, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth begot Shimeam, and they also dwelt with their brethren at Jerusalem over against their brethren. And Ner begot Kish. And Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, and Malchishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word and the power in it. Help us to always remember it and to meditate on it and to obey it and to apply it to our lives and to share it with others, to teach it to others in a discipleship way, to preach and to proclaim your holy gospel so that others may come to know you as Savior. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.